Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Donald Trump has expanded on proposals to settle the entire Palestinian population of Gaza in Egypt, Jordan and elsewhere. Speaking at the White House alongside the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Trump emphasised that such a move would be permanent. He said Palestinians would not want to go back. The Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations has said the wishes of the people of Gaza should be respected. Here's our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman.
This is now fast becoming, I think, a sort of focal point of where this administration thinks it is heading when it looks at the longer term future of Gaza. It tries to frame it as a sort of humanitarian offer for the permanent relocation of Palestinians. Of course, they will see this as nothing short of forcible transfer, an attempt at expulsion. That's certainly how Arab leaders have seen it. And over the weekend, that's why they were roundly rejecting this sort of rhetoric and saying that it would only lead to the further destabilisation and conflict in the region.
The Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says at least 10 people have been killed in the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. It happened at a community college in the city of Örebro. The head of health services in the Örebro region, Johannes Claesson, says the city's residents are in utter shock.
There are so many people that have been touched by this traumatic incident. For many of the people in Örebro, this is really something life-changing. We have never seen violence like this before. So now we're focusing on actually acute crisis support, you could say, for the many people that have been touched by this.
The Trump administration has begun flying undocumented migrants to the US military base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The White House said the United States would no longer be a dumping ground for criminals from other countries. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
A small group of migrants are currently being held at Guantanamo, accused of terrorist-related offences. President Trump says he wants to expand the facilities to hold as many as 30,000 people. They would be held in principle in a compound separate from the notorious Guantanamo Bay military prison, which was used to hold detainees following the 9/11 attacks of 2001. But the message the Trump administration is sending is clear. Migrants who enter or remain in the U.S. illegally, especially those with a criminal record, will be treated as lawbreakers.
The billionaire leader of the world's Ismaili Muslims, the Aga Khan, has died. He was 88. His development charity said he died in the Portuguese capital, Lisbon, surrounded by his family. The Aga Khan claimed direct descendancy from the Prophet Muhammad. The Aga Khan's charities run hundreds of hospitals, educational and cultural projects, largely in the developing world. BBC News. Jury selection has begun at the trial in New York State of a man accused of attempting to murder Salman Rushdie, the British author of the Satanic Verses. Prosecutors say Hedi Mattar repeatedly stabbed the writer at a public event 2.5 years ago. Mr. Mattar, who has dual US and Lebanese citizenship, has pleaded not guilty. Officials in the United States say that all 67 victims of last week's air crash in Washington have now been recovered. All but one have been identified. The bereaved families are being offered support. Operations are continuing to recover wreckage from the Potomac River. The crash took place last Wednesday between an American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter. There were no survivors. Nicaragua is withdrawing from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. The government of Daniel Ortega accuses the FAO of having an unacceptable and disrespectful attitude. Last month, the government objected to a report from the agency which said malnourishment was rising in Nicaragua. President Ortega has closed down more than 5,000 non-governmental organisations since 2018 and jailed hundreds of opponents. Two-time Grand Slam champion and former world number one Simona Halep has retired from tennis. The 33-year-old Romanian recently said she was considering retirement because of a knee injury that forced her to withdraw from the Australian Open. Russell Fuller reports.
Halep has been able to play just 5 tournaments since her 4-year ban was reduced to 9 months. The former world number one always denied cheating, and the Court of Arbitration for Sport ultimately ruled she had probably not taken Roxadustat intentionally. Halep also enjoyed many highs. She lost her first 3 Grand Slam finals before beating Sloane Stephens at Roland Garros in 2018. And a year later, she became a Wimbledon champion by beating Serena Williams in 56 minutes on centre court with what she called the best performance of her life.
BBC News.